US scientists announced this week that they have managed to recover stem cells from cloned human embryos for the first time ever. So, does this new advance bring closer the day when scientists will succeed in cloning a viable human baby? I'm Susie Hodges, and that was one of the questions I put to Dr. David Jones, director of the Anscombe Catholic Bioethics Centre at Oxford in England.
I mean, it's obviously a great technical advance, but it's got worrying ethical implications. And also, it's rather odd from a medical point of view, even from the point of view of people who want to use embryos for research, because stem cell research is actually going in quite a different direction. In fact, a leader of cloning of embryos in this country remarked on the news he was surprised that people were still doing it, and it has that kind of feel to it, really.
Now, you said it's going in a different direction. You're referring there to stem cells which are produced not from embryos, but using a method that's called induced pluripotent stem cells. Is that the one you're referring to?
Yes, there are many different ways you can get stem cells. There are stem cells in adult tissue of various kinds, stem cells in the cord blood of children and in bone marrow. But the most exciting work done at the moment is in reprogramming cells, taking an ordinary adult cell and reprogramming it so it turns into a stem cell. That's what's called induced pluripotent stem cell. And that's where most of the exciting science is going on. And I think there's an agreement between people who are interested in adult stem cells and who have been in the past interested in embryonic stem cells that this is the most interesting work out there.
So coming back to this new advance that's been announced, even though they have managed to clone a five-day-old human embryo, I mean, how far away are we from the possibility that a long way in the future scientists could fully clone a person? You know, we could have a cloned baby, a viable baby.
I think this is a major technical advance towards having full reproductive cloning, the cloning of a child. In the past, it was very difficult to clone human embryos at all, and it was very difficult to get them to survive. Now, these scientists have made real advances in that area, so they have brought the day of being able to clone an embryo and bring it to term, to have a cloned human child. They've brought that a lot closer.
But is there any likelihood at all that there could be a ban put on human cloning because of the huge ethical concerns, you know, before the scientists make further progress down that slippery path, if you like?
Well, I think, ironically, there's less and less scientific reason to do this. And at the same time, scientists are bringing us closer and closer to being able to produce a live-born cloned child. And so the day is coming when some maverick scientist somewhere will do it, unless there is an international ban. So I think what this shows is the time has come to renew efforts for an international ban on the cloning of human embryos, because they're no longer relevant to stem cell research, but they are bringing us closer day by day to the time when someone will clone a child.
But what are the chances of getting an international ban? It might seem rather unlikely, wouldn't you agree?
There were a series of efforts to try to do this around 10 years ago, and they made some progress, and there was a non-binding resolution at the United Nations. So the majority of nations at the United Nations were in favour of a ban, but they agreed to a ban which wasn't binding. But I think that what stopped it making more progress at that point is that some people thought that cloning was really important for stem cell research. I think that now there's much, much weaker case, even from a scientific point of view, there's a much weaker case for allowing this. And so I think that if you went back to try to negotiate it now, the people who would argue in favour of cloning would have a harder time.
Well, we haven't talked here about the Catholic Church's position on this, but
yes,
what from the point of view of the Catholic Church, and you are, of course, a Catholic Bioethics Centre,
yes,
is your major objections?
Well, first of all, this involves the deliberate creation and destruction of a human embryo. So it's the deliberate creation and killing of a human embryo. And that's also true of other kinds of embryo research. It doesn't make it any better that you're creating it by cloning. And it doesn't make it any better that you're making it more likely that we'll have a cloned child. And it doesn't make it any better that you're taking eggs from women in order to do it. So there are issues about possible exploitation of women. So there are other ethical issues as well. But a key thing is you're destroying human embryos. So it doesn't get off the ground from a Catholic ethical perspective.